Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild, guest hosting for Maggie today, along with Angela Lang. And our first guest still with us, fortunately, is Victor Picard, professor of media policy and political economy at the University of Pennsylvania. You can join the conversation by phone or text. The number is 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC, all across the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a text from Jane from Madison who writes, "Public media has been building digital infrastructure which could be shared to fight news deserts. She's wondered if public media shouldn't guarantee that at least every local government is covered, perhaps by stringers sharing digital reports on a public media network." And she asks, "Shouldn't government guarantee that we at least have free coverage of government?" Victor, how's your answer to that?
Yeah, we're all nodding along. Absolutely. There's no question that should be guaranteed for all members of society, that we know what our government's up to in our name, how they're spending our tax money, you know, just what they're doing. And we have evidence. I mean, there's all these natural experiments now to see what happens when a local community loses its local newspaper. And sure enough, there are higher levels of corruption, lower levels of civic engagement, lower levels of voting, higher levels of extremism. So we see all these democratic harms that occur whenever we lose local journalism. And that is something that public media could and should provide, because there really isn't a commercial future for the local journalism that we need, that that democratic society requires.
Do you want to talk a little bit more about that collapse of newspapers? I heard the other day that between 80 and 90% of journalists who are working in the industry are no longer in that industry.
That's right. It's utterly shocking. And I really do think, you know, a lot of our attention gravitates towards these spectacular problems in our media, whether it's around Colbert or 60 Minutes, but really, as much as those are serious problems, I'd say an even deeper problem is the utter collapse of local journalism. And really what we're talking about is the collapse of commercial print media, specifically our newspaper industry, which, you know, for 125 years or so was so dependent on advertising revenues. And then when readers and advertisers migrated to the web, that business model just fell apart. And we're seeing that local journalism is no longer profitable for the handful of rich, wealthy, usually white men who benefited from this, from you know, the commercial newspaper model in the first place. And so what we're left with are these news deserts that are rapidly expanding across the country. To now even use the phrase news desert is increasingly meaningless, because we're all living in a news desert to varying degrees. We all lack access to reliable local news media, and that's a tremendous problem for any hope for a democratic future.
I was going to say, Angela, you have mis and disinformation that also fills that gap too, and how that like reinforces a particular narrative of the Trump administration. I acknowledge that this is a big question. I'm so sorry, but do you think it gets worse before it gets better?
Unfortunately, it's absolutely going to get worse, because it's getting worse every day. So unless we were to magically turn this around tomorrow, it's going to get worse. That is the big question. Like, how bad will things need to get before, you know, we try to turn it around? I'm still cautiously optimistic that we can turn this around. I think people are realizing that there's no new business model or technological fix that's going to solve the journalism crisis. It is going to require a kind of public model. Even our great nonprofit journalism, which really is experiencing a kind of new golden age right now, isn't enough. It can't cover all the news deserts. So, you know, we're going to need a systemic fix, and that needs to be one of our first agenda items when we talk about that structural media reform project that we all desperately need.
And might it just be that media reform is going to have to be an integral part of whatever the demands we make, the anti-authoritarian demands that we make in the post-Trump era? You know, Trump failed us. Authoritarianism failed us. Neoliberalism failed us. The Democratic Party, when it was power, didn't deliver. So we need a package of things that will deliver for people, you know, decent jobs at decent wages, full health care, free college, and a media system that works. I mean, we should be able to sell that. If we can't, we can't sell popcorn in the movie theater.
Amen to all of that. I mean, that's exactly what we need to be arguing. and to see this as a broader package. And if there's any silver lining here, and this is a little bit of a stretch, but if there's any silver lining, it's that Trump is laying waste to so many things that weren't that great to begin with. And so we're going to have to rebuild from the ground up. And it's out of those ashes that we can imagine building something even better than what we had before. And we need to see this all as a broader pro-democracy movement. And that's where I think the Media Reform Project really fits in. It's that for us to have democracy, we all learn this in school, that democracy requires a free and by implication, a functional press system. So if we're going to have democracy, we're going to have to rebuild this media system from the ground up. And that gives me hope. Maybe it's a perverse sense of hope, but I think that's something we can cling to.
And we can't just revert to the status quo ante. That can't be the demand. Yeah. Let's go back pre-Trump. You can't turn back the clock anyway. And pre-Trump led us to Trump.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's a good vision for moving forward. I want to thank our guest, Victor Picard, professor of media policy and political economy at the University of Pennsylvania. He's got a great article at The Nation that you can look up. He's got two books that I got to get my hand on, Democracy Without Journalism, and America's Battle for Media Democracy, the battle that we've been talking about this last half hour. It's a crucial battle. So thanks so much, Victor, for being our guest today on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Yes, thanks so much. Great talking to you both. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
And we'll be right back with Judge Chris Taylor, who's running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild, one of the co-hosts today, along with Angela Lang, and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.